Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Welcome, everyone, to Podcast 69 South, where we cuss and discuss true crime, cold cases, current events, and hot topics, along with our state of society today. This is your trigger warning. Our podcast content is produced for adult listeners 18 years of age and older. We discuss situations that may be offensive and triggering to some listeners. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I am Chop, your host, and riding shotgun is my beautiful co-host, Julie. How are you doing today?
Hello. I'm amazing.
Might be chilly and snowy out there.
I can't believe we got that much snow.
I can't either. It looks like it's 6-7 inches deep out there. Like
it's the good type of snow to build a snowman, isn't it?
Nah, it's kind of light and fluffy and like, no. I think the better snow is when it's a little bit milder and it sticks together by itself. But
shows how smart I am.
You're very smart, babe. We're making this episode today for a couple reasons. We really want to bring awareness to this thing that's kind of sweeping the nation, and it's getting a lot of attention right now. And just when you think there's not enough stuff to harm the children of this world and our country, not only protecting them against predators that are around you, but there's another thing called sextortion that's going around, and it's been linked to quite a few suicides around the nation, and it's getting like to be a real bad problem, like in a real short period of time.
Exactly. The FBI warns that extortion is exploding and young boys are being targeted constantly. From October 2021 to March of 2023, federal agents received over 13,000 reports of sextortion of minors, one as young as 8 years old. At least 20 of the victims took their own lives.
No, it's hard, really hard for people that are a little bit older to relate to kids nowadays because it's just so different. Everything is just so different than from when we were kids.
And it changed quick.
Real quick. These social media apps that are the common apps and sites that this type of thing is happening on is the common ones. You got your Instagram. A lot of times the Instagram is the one that's used for the initial contact. And then Snapchat and Facebook. And then there's the chat video apps, Omegle, Discord, Kick, the usual suspects there. Gaming platforms like Roblox and Fortnite and Minecraft. You know, all the games that young boys and girls like to play.
So on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, fake profiles DM with flirty openers, and then Snapchat's disappearing messages lure sharing. Omegle shut down in 2023 due to abuse on their platform. Now, Discord and Kick, they can be all anonymous, so there's no type of age verification, and you definitely don't want your children on sites like that. Robux, Fortnite, and Minecraft have in-game chats or friend requests that lead to off-platform DMs. Kids spend hours here, and predators pose as teammates and become friends, and that's how they infiltrate your child's inner circle.
It's horrible how these innocent things that kids can be doing, that there's predators on there that are just ready to snap and jump and infiltrate your child's lives. You know, in this day and age, you can't really, it's super hard to control every aspect of your kids' life. We just have to try and do the best that we can and keep an eye on them with adding, you know, a little bit of trust in our children. We can't just babysit our kids 100% of the time, all the time. Of course, they have to learn how to make decisions right, you know, themselves.
Right and wrong, but it's hard.
It's really hard.
So after this sextortion starts, these predators will move their conversations to secondary encrypted apps like WhatsApp, Telegram, and Google Chat. They move here post-contact for blackmail. And these apps have end-to-end encryption, which hides evidence, and that's why they choose those platforms.
It makes sense.
So what exactly is sextortion, you may be wondering?
Sextortion is where predators coerce children into sharing explicit images or videos, and then they blackmail them for either more content, money, or silence. And it's exploded into a global crisis. Again, the FBI reports a 20% year-over-year increase in the cases targeting minors, with over 3,000 confirmed victims in the U.S. alone last year. Predominantly teenage boys aged 14 to 17 are the ones that's being targeted. Tragically, at least 27 suicides among teen boys have been linked to these schemes since 2021. Kids rarely tell their parents due to shame or fear of judgment, getting in trouble, believe they've done something wrong. And the perpetrators, they're exploiting this isolation ruthlessly. And kids are going to be curious, so it's not about blaming the kids. The whole idea is about arming families with the knowledge so maybe we can disrupt these networks before they're striking our children.
So how scammers make first contact? This is their grooming playbook. Predators don't cold call. They infiltrate kids' digital world like wolves in sheep's clothing. They scour public social media profiles for details. Schools, hobbies, friends, gym routines, to craft hyper-personalized approaches that feel genuine and local. Their goal, build rapid trust through flirtation or friendship, and then they'll pivot to explicit demands.
So what we're saying is your kids can be online and doing everyday normal teenage stuff. And these people are, as Julie said, they're scouring everything. They're learning what is friendly to you, like your friends' names, the stuff that you're doing in school at the moment. So to your child or your teenager, it'll seem like a normal conversation start, which seems to be all legit. These predators and blackmailers, they'll set up a fake profile like they'll often use, like a cute girl or a cute boy pic, send an innocent friends request or DM game invite. They'll name drop like, hey, I saw you playing basketball at Nitro High, and that was so cool. And it'll seem like it's a peer from the same town. Conversations start innocent. They'll use shared interest, compliments, emojis, regular teenage shit. And then within minutes or hours, it escalates to, hey, send me a pic, or truth or dare, show me something fun.
Now, once a kid shares any type of image, it doesn't even have to be a bad image, but if they share a nude or semi-explicit image, even under pressure, the predator screenshots it, and then they'll reveal their true intent and threaten distribution to family, friends, school, or online unless demands are met, which could be more images, live streams, sending them cash via Cash App or Venmo or gift cards. Payments can start at around $100 but escalate to thousands. Now, if ignored, they follow through doxing victims to amplify their humiliation. And that's the trap.
Now, why a lot of these kids are falling into it is because the predators will target, quote unquote, the popular kids, like athletes, like captains of the football team or the captain of the cheerleaders team, kids who fear reputational ruin the most. They'll send their own fake nudes first to normalize it or use coercion, like, if you don't send this, I'll tell everyone that you're gay or this and that. The whole exchange can literally happen under 90 minutes. Here in the past couple of days, we've been researching a lot of these cases, and it's literally been just like 2 hours worth of communication. It'll start with the DMs or whatever, and then literally within a couple hours, some of these kids are taking it to the extreme and have committed suicide for fear of having to tell everybody or getting doxxed with these pictures.
This isn't random. It's scripted, scalable, and often run by organized overseas crews treating kids like ATMs. Along with that, then you have the people you personally know, which could be ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends, ex-friends or coworkers, even family.
Disgruntled frienders.
<I'd say. laughs> Right. So who are these organized crime groups?
Well, there is one group called 764, and it's a U.S.-based violent online group coercing self-harm in CSAM via the Discord and Telegram. And then there's the Ivory Coast Broeteers, and Broeteers is what they're calling themselves. But it's often West African, what they're calling hustle kingdoms. A lot of times there's older people in these countries. They're teaching and breeding the young people in their countries as young as 13 fraud tactics. Interpol's 2025 Pan-African raids nabbed 260 suspects across 14 countries, dismantling 81 groups. Now, here's an example of a couple of these broeteers, as they're calling themselves.
The biggest players were the Nigerian Yahoo Boys. Meta shut down 63,000 accounts in 2024. They run sextortion farms in Lagos using U.S. teen suicides as success stories on TikTok. They target boys for quick cash. Now, 30% of global cases trace to this location or back to this group.
So they're not even, it's not even just the fact that they're doing this, but they're bragging about it and using these as, like you said, success stories, teaching their young generation in their countries to, you know, it's showing them how they can make a lot of money by targeting American young boys for this type of shit.
Now, similar to the Yahoo Boys, but with voodoo rituals for luck, they have the Soka Boys, the Ghanaian Soka Boys, to be exact. I had to look at that word twice. And they focus on catfishing via gaming apps. And this is rising in the U.S. quickly.
And it's not only coming out of the African countries. There's other global hubs, dark web rings. There was an FBI operation called Grayskull that took down infant abuse sites in 2025 with arrest in countries like the UK and Germany and South Africa. There's also been isolated U.S. cases like a New York middle schooler running a peer extortion ring via Snapchat. So it's here in the country and abroad. It's getting really big.
And a middle schooler running it as well?
Yeah, via Snapchat. He was probably tearing them up over there making money. Any way people can see that it's an easy way to extort people, especially vulnerable children, they're going to do it if it's profitable, unfortunately. A lot of these aren't lone wolves. They're businesses with scripts, fake ID generators, and money mules. The FBI warns 490% arrest surge in 2025, but underreporting hides the scale.
That's crazy. Almost a 500% increase in cases in 1 year.
And just like the predator stuff that we usually talk about here on 69 South, could you imagine the stuff that's not being reported due to embarrassment? Like
shame.
Some of these kids are probably paying the $50 or $100 that they can do it, hoping these guys will go away. But if you are one of them children, usually these guys don't go away. If they see that you're going to be able to send money to keep them from doxing your pictures or embarrassing you or sending that stuff out, they're going to keep on until they wear you out, until it's dry, no matter what it takes.
So there's also a twist in all of this, the AI twist, which is making this sextortion deadlier and easier. AI is turbocharging this nightmare, lowering barriers for scammers. They no longer need victims to send real nudes. They use tools to create deep fakes from innocent selfies, turning a clothed Instagram pic into explicit fake in seconds.
So there's actually apps that'll do that, right? They'll take a clothed picture and in seconds make a nude photo of you. That's crazy. That's insane.
And when we discussed that Eric Parks case, he had some AI generated, I think it was it infant content?
Yes, absolutely was.
So disgusting. So not only does AI alter images, it will generate convincing biographies, like on your Facebook or your Snapchat, responses to text messages, even voices for video calls. So it's pretty much making up a whole new little person, and AI will do everything, even at the user's age. They'll put in, I need a response to this question, and make it like a 13 or 14-year-old boy or girl would say it, and it'll do it.
Yeah, so AI is getting so smart that it can know the response to whatever you're going to say before you even say it.
Like the slang terms, the language, it's mimicking what another kid their age would say or do.
Scary shit.
So not only are they having them mimic a whole person, they are taking these AI-edited videos and they'll add self-harm or violence threats, kind of like the 764 group did.
So they'll take these videos and they'll make a video of like showing you cutting your wrist or something like that, or you doing an act of violence or self-harm, and then they'll use that image or video to extort you as well, right?
Yes. Plus, to add another layer of demented-ness to it, they will make you become an abuser and make you go find a victim to do something to and record it and send it back to them.
Well, who better could you recruit to target a 14-year-old boy than other 14-year-old boys who probably know the more vulnerable people in their school or their circle?
Right, and they're so scared. They think, oh, well, if I do this, I'm going to get out of this, or they'll get rid of the pictures, or they're so desperate to get out of this situation that if they feel that's the only way that's going to make it stop, they're now becoming the abuser.
I can see that shit happening real easy these days.
And it's like a deadly cycle.
I know one way that would probably help a little bit of preempt strikes on this is, if your child or your teenager does have social media, make them put the only people that can contact them is like their friends only. That way strangers can't pop in there with these deep fake videos or these AI generated conversations. I mean, it's at least one step, or just get them a flip phone.
Right. I sat down and wrote out a bullet point list of what parents should sit down and tell their children or teen face-to-face, no sugarcoating it, before ever handing them a smartphone or device that connects to the internet. These conversations should happen calmly but firmly, and you should make it clear that these rules are non-negotiable for their safety.
Let your children know that anyone who messages them asking for naked pictures or videos is definitely not a friend, not a crush, and probably not another kid, that they're usually a criminal trying to blackmail them. It doesn't matter how cute their profile pic is or how much they say they like you, it's usually a scam every single time.
Never send a nude photo or video to anyone, ever. Not a boyfriend, not a girlfriend, not just for fun, not on a dare, because once it's sent, it's gone forever. You lose control. Scammers will use it to threaten you, demand money, or ruin your life.
If someone you don't know in real life adds you or messages you out of the blue, especially complimenting you on your looks or trying to flirt, block and report them immediately. Do not reply. Do not be polite. Don't get curious. Just nip that in the butt ASAP.
Your social media accounts must be private. When you're a child, if you have social media, it should always be private because they're a minor. No public posts, no location tags, no school name in your bio. Strangers should not be able to find you easily.
And do not accept friend requests, follows, or game invites from people you don't know in person. Even if they say they go to your school or know your friends, verify it in real life first.
If anyone ever threatens to share your photos, hurt you, or expose something unless you send more or pay money, your child needs to know that they need to tell you immediately, no matter how embarrassed they may feel. You need to let them know that they will not get in trouble for coming to you and talking to you, and that it's your job to protect them, and that as their parent, you'll definitely go to the police together, and that paying or sending more money will only make it worse.
And you need to explain to them that screenshots last forever. Even on a Snapchat or apps, they say messages disappear. The other person can screenshot it or record everything.
There are organized criminal groups overseas whose full-time job is pretending to be hot girls or hot boys to trick kids into sending nudes, then extorting them. This is happening to thousands of kids right now. It can happen to anyone, but it won't happen to you if you follow these rules.
Let them know that if something feels off or feels weird or somebody's being real pushy or just acting too fast in an online conversation, stop talking to them and tell your parents. Always trust your gut. That's a real important bullet point to tell your children. Trust your gut. If it doesn't seem right, it probably ain't.
You do not owe anyone pictures, videos, or personal information just because they asked or because you've been talking for a while. Saying no is always allowed.
Let them know that you will be checking their phone and apps regularly. This actually should be done every evening. I agree with that. Not because that you may not trust them, but because predators are professional and they're hiding and manipulating. It's about safety, not privacy at this point.
If you ever see or experience something that scares you online, you need to let your kids know that they can come to you right away and there won't be any judgment. The only wrong choice is staying silent and handling it alone.
And when you're having these conversations with your child, it may seem that you're coming at them with a whole bunch of new rules and a whole bunch of restrictions, but always in the conversation, telling them how much you love them and that these rules are only existing because, as parents, we're going to refuse to let anyone hurt our children. The online world has real dangers, and let them know that you're here to help them stay safe in it.
I completely agree. And there are apps like, I believe it's Bark, and then I found another one. It's called MM Guardian, and it's supposed to let the parent block stuff from being even received on a child's phone. I haven't really looked into it. I just seen it and thought that I would mention it in case parents want to know some resources or apps to help them prevent some of this on their child's phone.
Hopefully some of these apps, or if there's not one yet, maybe somebody can come out with one that recognizes different keywords that if it comes up in a conversation on your child's phone, just any keyword, like, you know, tits or, you know, just in that
right
nature. If not, there should be. In this episode, we kind of dummied down our cussing with our discussing because we would like for you to be able to use this episode and show it to your children. Maybe it will help you kind of explain to them and let them know the real dangers of these situations. In this online world today, trust me, it almost feels hopeless to the point of defeat when you're trying to protect your children from this, especially when they're at the age from 15 to going on 18, being real close to being an adult. And sometime you're going to have to transition from them being a child to a young adult, and it's going to be extremely hard to protect them. The best way we can protect them is to be vigilant, teach them how to look for stuff on their own, and gradually take them into the adult online responsibilities that they need to be taught. This extortion thing is taking off like wildfire, and we have looked at some of these cases where it was just an average, everyday, normal teenager with a normal school life and home life, and then within a matter of hours, these children were taking their lives and being extorted for the type of things that we've been discussing here today. There's some of these parents that were probably thinking, hey, you know, not my kid. I don't know if you guys remember that commercial that used to be on in the 90s where they would say, hey, watch your kids because they might be getting on drugs. And parents would say, well, not my kid. I trust my kid not to do drugs. And you really should trust your kid not to do drugs and this, that, and the other. But this online stuff is just as addictive, and obviously it's becoming just as dangerous. We're going to look at these suicide cases in more detail to bring awareness. I know a lot of these children's parents were blindsided by this and wish that they had been more vigilant. But it's really hard to be vigilant. Like I was saying, one of the best tools that we can use is to educate our kids on these predators.
We wanted to do this episode so we could explain what sextortion is, because we're going to be doing a series of stories about sextortion and what it has done. We're going to do an episode talking about the 764 group, which is pretty much like a cult. And it's the most heinous digital online child exploitation ring that the Department of Justice has ever encountered. Then we'll be covering an Indiana man that just got convicted of sextortion, along with family and co-worker sextortion, along with the boys' suicides. We got a couple stories from that as well.
Some of these things are very painful to talk about, but
it's what's happening.
Raising awareness in these type of situations is the best defense.
And I misspoke. It wasn't an Indiana man. It was an Indiana case because the victims were from Indiana. So that's how they charged the case here.
Now, the statistics say that one in just a very few teenagers will experience this sextortion type of thing, since so many teenagers are online. So what can we do, and what should parents immediately do if you find out that your teenager was a victim?
Okay. So reassure and validate them that, you know, this is going to be okay. We're going to get through this. The most important step is to tell their child that they are a victim of a serious crime, and this is not their fault. The child is likely experiencing intense shame, fear, or panic. The parent's first reaction must be one of calm, unconditional support, and non-judgment. Let the child know their first move will be to always help them.
Very important. Do not pay the quote-unquote ransom. Do not delete anything. Paying will almost always lead to further demands for more money or images. The reason you do not want to delete anything is because the messages, images, and accounts are evidence needed for law enforcement. Take screenshots of all the conversations, user profiles, the images and videos received, and then immediately block the perpetrator on all platforms, social media, etc. immediately. Obviously, do not respond any further with the messages or threats.
Report the crime. Contact the appropriate authorities and organizations immediately. This is a form of child sexual exploitation and must be reported.
The cyber tip line at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, 1-800-THE-LOST, or online at report.cybertip.org. They are the nation's largest reporting system for online exploitation of children, and they can help with the resource coordination.
Then you'll have your local law enforcement or the FBI. And the last step would be to utilize the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Take It Down tool. You use the Take It Down tool at takeitdown.ncmec.org. This is a free service that helps victims remove or stop online sharing of intimate images or videos taken before they were 18. It works with participating public platforms and allows the child to remain anonymous.
When you utilize the Take It Down tool, the online platforms are responsible to get those images off of line within 48 hours. Just so be aware of that. I hope this was useful information for you guys, and we appreciate you listening. And if you'd like to support us here at 69 South, keep the lights on in the studio, go to
www.patreon.com/69South.
Stay vigilant. Until then, have a good day, good evening, whatever, man.
Hockey fans, can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.